So Nabo Somyali lost his eyesight at 17 in a tragic school accident in his native South Africa. But that hasn't held him back, and he's actually gone on to be a huge inspiration to others in his local community. Hello, Sonu Abo.
Good day, Mary. Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Now, could you just tell the listeners a little bit about your life, please? You lost your eyesight as a teenager, is that correct?
Yes, Mary. I was very young, but I was blessed because I'm raised by a disabled woman. My mom was a mentally ill woman, and my aunt was a paraplegic. So at the age of 17, I lost my sight through rugby, and I have to stay at home for 2 years, not doing anything. It was so difficult because of the challenges that blind people face in our country. So it was so difficult.
And what happened in the rugby match? Was it just a freak accident?
Yes. A friend of mine pulled a finger and poked me in the eye with his finger. So my other eye was already weak. So a few years later, I lost my sight and I went blind. I lost business. So I have to lose my business, lose friends, and lose almost everything. So I have to start afresh. But through God's love and the support from my family and with the church, the New Apostolic Church, they supported me. Yeah.
Obviously, you're 17 years old. You're at school. You've got your whole future ahead of you. You've got your dreams. That must have been a real kick in the teeth. How long did it take you to start building your confidence up and rebuilding your life?
I take 2 years. So I got a chance through a community project called GADRA. They get a chance for me at one of the special schools and they give me an opportunity to study there. And then after matric, I go to college. So at least I got few skills. I started to volunteer around the community to all the community projects. Wherever I can get a chance, they give me a chance. So I push. So a few years after volunteering, I started the organization Help the Blind and Partially Sighted Society. Yeah.
Now, you are from a township just outside Uitenhage in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. What is attitudes to blindness generally like there?
Yes, Uitenhage is a very small dorp, which got the location called Kwanobuhle. The area, and lot of people, is an area that is based on poverty, people are not working. So it's one of the communities that people suffer. Suffering a lot. We got support and some from family members, so at least we got people in our center daily that are there, 28 people that push and that want skills. Because our center is specializing with braille, computer, and independent skills, which is orientation, mobility, sports side, and we push counseling for our members.
When did you get involved with that?
We started the organization in 2010 on the 8th of October. So I invited all blind people in the province and then they started this idea. But the people that managed to come to the meeting, there were only five. So we plan it, we name it, and then we go push it to Uitenhage because we know the challenges that blind people face in South Africa. Most of them are not working, others are unemployed, they're not at school, others got the opportunity to go. Others didn't get the chance to go to school. So we said, let's give everyone a chance. So we push. Since then, we're still pushing the organization.
It's fantastic work that you're doing. Now, you're talking about the poverty levels and a lot of people being unemployed, etc. Where do you get the funding from to keep this project going?
Most of our members are getting disability grants. So they do assist contributing by paying a membership every year, once a year. And sometimes we go out and ask donation from people who can assist. Like the whole center, most of the equipment are sponsored by the company that I'm working for, the Walker Casino Hotel Convention Center and Spa. So they rent the building, they give us the resource, the computer room, the braille room, and the admin, and almost everything that even the facilities have been paid by the boardwalk.
It sounds a brilliant project. Have you managed to help some of the people that come through the doors?
Most of our members are involved now in learnership. Others are getting chance and maybe to work. Others are back to school. They got now courage and hope. So others now have moved to other provinces where they further their studies. So we have give hope to many people. We have opened doors to many people, young and old. So that makes my heart swell. You know, it's a very nice project. To volunteer in my community, it is my passion.
Now, not everybody. Let's just say there's been a few mishaps where people haven't been so friendly towards the work you're doing. Can you tell the listeners about that, Son Obo?
Yes, very. Where I stay, people are thinking that when we were so busy and we were working very so hard, we are getting a lot of money. But we didn't understand that to our volunteers. So they break in and sometimes they even come just around 2014, if I remember well, December, they throw a petrol bomb. But luckily we were safe. So it is not easy, because we've got equipment like laptops with us, files, and so on and so on. So people think that we've got a lot of money, but we don't have money.
It sounds very frightening, you know? As well, petrol bombs. And I suppose that is just because poverty is so bad there that people are forced into doing these kind of things, to steal and to get money for their own families.
Exactly. We are pushing so hard because we go all over. Sometimes we don't have even a bus fare. We have to walk around looking for sponsors. So sometimes we don't have much or even money to get a bus fare, you know. We have to go use our feet to walk all over the place. But we are pushing very, and God still blessing us. So we are happy to survive.
Now, you briefly mentioned the boardwalk. That's where you work during the day. Can you tell
yes,
the listeners about how you got the job in the first place and your role at the boardwalk and the things you do day to day?
I started working, it was about 2011. Before I worked here, I was working for Game Warmer as a receptionist.
Okay.
So my work there was to pick up calls, transfer them to the right department, paging people, doing the admin work, and make sure that suppliers and customers want to visit and meet the management. I was the person who has to make appointments and so on. I worked there for 1 year, 3 months. So I applied for this position here at the Boardwalk Casino, Hotel, Convention Center and Spa. So I get the opportunity there. I'm now working here as a guest relations officer in Switchboard in the front office department.
And from the tone of your voice, you sound like you very much enjoy it.
I enjoy it a lot, sir. It's a very nice job. To transfer call to the right department, giving a little bit of marketing, and make sure that everyone is happy all around here. So that's our job every day.
Well, between your work with the centre, helping fellow blind and partially sighted people, full-time job, churchgoer, what do you do in your downtime? You can't have much spare time. What are your passions?
Exactly. It's about time management. I have to manage my time for board meetings, to meet staff members around, members of the organization, sponsors, family members, church members, the New Apostolic Church, even colleagues, you know. So you need to manage your time and make sure that everything is managed well. You plan everything accordingly, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, at least at this moment, I still manage everything well.
Now, I need to ask you, you said at the start you lost your sight due to a sporting accident playing rugby at school. Do you still get to play any sport, any blind sports, Son Obo?
Yes, while the resources for blind people are very expensive, I enjoy at this moment time to go out for fun walk. I enjoy I make sure that all the fun work that are happening in my province, I take part in the goal ball, cricket, soccer for the blind, yeah.
And do you use a cane?
Yeah. Yes, I do use a cane, a white cane. I use white cane while I was not trained for a white cane, because most of our organization, they cannot reach everyone. So I never get a chance to get somebody to train me for a cane. So I only received cane 6 years after being blind. So that's why we started this project, to make sure that blind people are well-trained, they get opportunity to be well-equipped.
What advice would you give to the listeners as somebody who has had setbacks and has managed to overcome them? What advice would you give to anyone that's going through losing their sight at the moment?
People must push in life. We are living in a very difficult world, so we need to work hard for everything that we have. We need to have love, we need to have faith, and push no matter what. We must not give disability a chance to stop our dreams. So we must push so hard You must work hard, you must push and make sure that everything happens in our lives, you know.
You mentioned dreams
So,
there. What are your own dreams for the future?
My dreams for the future is to have an ECD center for the young ones, early child development center, where people are being given chance to have a finishing school for those who fail matric, to have an IPET center for those who never get a chance to get to go back to school, and to make sure that to get more sponsors and people to assist us and donors. And also, one of my dreams is to visit other countries like UK and so on and so on. It will be very nice.
I wish you all the success in the future. I'm sure with your determination and drive, you will make a success of whatever you try. In the meantime, thank you very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Barry, thank you very much also to your listeners, and thank you for giving us this opportunity. As Help the Blind and Partially Sighted Society, our slogan is saying, reach for the moon. If you fall, you will fall among the stars. That is us. So people can follow us on Facebook, Help the Blind and Partially Sighted, Help the Blind and Partially Sighted, or they can follow me, Sonwabo Dasob Somyali, on Facebook.